What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
It's JD on the summer edition of the Morning Cafe. Rodney Olsen normally in the chair, but of course he's overseas at the moment and we're going to catch up with him right now. Rodney Olsen, good day. How are you going?
Well, hello. It's so great to be talking to you. It's been difficult to find a way to get in touch with you. It's one of those things when you're overseas trying to find a telephone that actually works and is available at the right time with time differences and everything, but so pleased to be chatting with you.
Well, of course, you're in India. You've been overseas with SimAid and you began your journey in Bangladesh. Tell us the story of how that came about and what was that like?
Well, the whole idea is that I'm travelling to Bangladesh and to India to see their Girls Off the Streets projects that they are running in both countries. And the idea is that they're working with, the most vulnerable girls in society. And we certainly saw that in Bangladesh. We visited a home where there are several girls, quite a lot of girls actually. And I'm talking girls because they're usually teenage girls that have been most vulnerable, living on the streets. Some have been forced into prostitution. Others have suffered sexual exploitation of various kinds. But there is a place there that takes these girls in through SimAid's support of Girls Off the Streets campaign. And they give them life skills and they, most of all, give them love that they've never really known and give them skills that are going to help them later in life. And the interesting thing in Bangladesh is most of the girls that are taken in are either pregnant or already have children. So we saw quite a lot of very young babies and toddlers that are being cared for in that centre, along with the girls themselves that have been taken out of such horrendous lifestyles.
How do they feel about what's the transformation that's happening for them and the new lease of life that they have?
It's really difficult to actually speak to them and get their point of view because we don't want to bring up some of the things of their past and, of course, the language barrier. But I can assure you, John, that they're just over the moon about what's going on. The hope that we saw in their faces, we expected to go into that centre. And if we had any contact with the girls at all, and we didn't know whether that would happen, but if we had any contact with them at all, that they would be very distant, that they would still be feeling the effects, and I'm sure they still are. But on the surface, what they showed is a real joy. And there in Bangladesh, in the midst of that hopelessness, they performed a drama and they told the story of one of the girls. And it was quite a heart-wrenching story. But they did that in drama. They had a lot of fun doing that. Some of the girls dressed up as, you know, one of them sort of drew on a beard and was dressed as the father of the home and all sorts of things were going on. So while we did have it translated to us to some degree, we could watch and we could see the joy of these girls and to see that total turnaround from girls who had been living on the streets, who had been exploited, who had been prostituted, to these lovely young girls. It's just amazing. And you just can't help but think, you know, I've got to get behind a project like SimAid's Girls Off the Streets.
I'm talking with Rodney Olsen about his trip to Bangladesh and India with SimAid. Rodney, has it been challenging for you personally?
Oh, very much so. And I can say perhaps even more challenging once we got to India. We didn't have a chance to interact with the girls in the same sort of way as we did in Bangladesh. But here in India, just for one night, we saw the girls. They came along to a Christmas event. They were allowed to be there at that Christmas event, and they performed for us. They performed along with other people from the local area that had performed various songs or skits or whatever. And these girls performed drama. We couldn't understand the language, but when the girls first came out and started performing, the thing that really got me is that all these girls, and here in India, they're specifically girls that have been rescued from trafficking. So all of these girls have been trafficked into prostitution. All of them have just led such a horrendous lifestyle at this point in their lives. And all of those girls were younger than my own daughter. They're all very young, like teenage girls. And we're seeing like 12, 13, 14-year-old girls there. And they're performing with such confidence. And yet at the same time, you're thinking, how can this be? this way, that these girls, that, you know, they should still be, you know, playing with toys. They should still be enjoying a young life. And yet they've been through this horrendous time, but are now learning to trust again. They're now learning that there is hope. They're now learning skills that are going to set them up for life and that are going to take them further into the future. Just amazing stories coming out one after one. And as I say, we didn't have a lot of chance to interact with these girls, but we talked to those people that are caring for them. They're very protective of them, and rightly so. But we got to talk to those who are caring for them and find out a little bit more about their stories and some really heart-wrenching stories of how they've ended up in the place that they are and how they've now come to a place of hope.
Here in Perth, we sort of seem separated from it all, but is there a way that we can be helping SimAid in what they're doing?
Oh, absolutely. And this is the thing that I know that I'm going to come back and I'm going to be even more passionate about this because I've seen the great need. I've seen some girls being helped, but I know the numbers that still need help. John, let me tell you that the other day, we took a trip down one of the most well-known red light districts in Delhi. And they say that within this very short stretch, and it's a very dirty street, very grubby street, and along the main street there, there's hardware stores and plumbing stores and all sorts. That adds a kind of an air of respectability. But upstairs, there is brothel after brothel, and they estimate that there could be more than 12,000 girls being prostituted in that one area. Now, some of them are there by their own choice, but you do ask, you know, anyone who has entered that sort of world, how much choice did they have? But there are others that are trapped in that world. And you think there's so much more to be done. And so we need to get behind projects like this. And if people want to find out more about SimAid and the work they're doing, it's simply simaid.org.au/girls. If they go to that site, they'll find out more about what's going on. So it's simaid.org.au/girls. If people want to find a little bit more about my experiences, they can head to my blog, which is simply rodneyolson.net, and I've got a few posts there that I've put up over the last week or so that people can read a little bit more about the experience here. And of course, early in the new year, when I'm back there, back in that chair, I'm going to be telling a number more stories and just really relating what's been going on here, because there's so much more to tell of the stories of how hope is being restored.
Rodney, yes, you will be back, which begs the question, here we are, Friday the 21st of December. Are you going to be back in time for Christmas? What's the plans for you in the next couple of days?
I will be back in time for Christmas. I'm going to arrive home on Saturday afternoon. So tomorrow afternoon, the plane will touch down, all being well. We've had flight delays, we've had train delays and all sorts of things over the last little while. But my hope is to be home Saturday afternoon, spend a couple of days before Christmas with the family and just sort of getting my head back into Australia, enjoying a wonderful Christmas before I then start to look at plans of how we can get this message out further. Oh, by the way, John, I can't let it go by. Happy birthday. It's a big one, I know. I'm not prepared to say anything more than that, although you've probably told everyone. But have a wonderful birthday and enjoy this special day, won't you?
Thanks, mate. I really appreciate that. Looking forward to catching up with you in the new year when you get back, and have a safe flight and all the best for Christmas too for the new year. God bless you, mate.
Thanks.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.